السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: السعيد من وعظ بغيره، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه مسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. The hadith in question is a short hadith, but although it is a short hadith, three words to be precise in the Arabic language, if a person makes a point of practicing on it, he will benefit hugely. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in this hadith? In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sa'idu man wa'idha bi ghayri, the fortunate one, the lucky one, the one who has a good ending, is the one who takes lesson through others. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? So, first, to understand that, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He brings adversity upon someone, He brings some difficulty upon someone, whether an individual, whether a group of people, sometimes on a whole country, then one purpose behind it is to open the eyes of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to send anyone in Jahannam. But of course, it's just like the teacher doesn't want to fail anyone. But if you don't reach the pass mark, he cannot possibly pass you, can he? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to fail anyone. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to fail anyone, He doesn't want to send anyone in Jahannam, He doesn't want to punish anyone, then when He sees that someone is walking a path that is leading to Jahannam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His sheer mercy, one of the things He does is that every so often He brings an adversity upon the person. That maybe through the adversity, he will wake up, he will realize that I'm doing something wrong. The life of sin that I'm leading, it's causing me difficulty in this world. Maybe a case of he was amassing so much wealth, disregarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the adversity came, he realized that all my wealth and I'm still stuck in this problem, I can't get out. So this is a huge favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is taking this a step further. He is saying that the really lucky and fortunate one is the one who he doesn't even wait for an adversity to come upon him. Adversity comes upon someone else, and he looks at that and he takes lesson. If adversity comes upon you, some adversity comes upon me, and because of that, I realize that, you know what, I'm doing something wrong. That is, I am also fortunate. But I would be even more fortunate if I'm doing something wrong, but as of yet, the adversity hasn't come upon me. And whilst I am busy doing that habit is still within my life, that wrong is still within my life, I see adversity come upon someone else, and I take lesson from there, and because of that, I don't even have to endure a little bit adversity in the world for my wrong. I am able to correct myself without any adversity. So it is a very simple hadith, but it requires that we look around us with open eyes. Open eyes means open from the point of view of the hereafter. I am not saying that every single person who you see in difficulty think he is sinful. But at the same time, whenever adversity happens to yourself, difficulty comes upon yourself and to others around, to others in the world, then take lesson from it. Just by way of example, I will mention that recently, we all know, in America, some fires broke out. And unfortunately, the same when it comes to the news, that we read it and it's just for entertainment now. We don't even do as little as make say a few words of dua that all the people who have come into difficulty, may Allah Ta'ala help them. That's the very least we should be doing. And then we should look with eyes of taking lesson. That, for example, we should think that such a wealthy country, so powerful, so advanced technologically, but a fire broke out, seemingly out of nowhere. They couldn't do anything to stop it. The solution is, let's wait for it to finish, and then we'll assess the damage. If we look further, then we will also see that it broke out in areas where houses were worth millions of pounds. I came across somewhere in the news that the most expensive house that was destroyed was a house that was worth $125 million. And not a single room of it was standing after the fire finished with it. In fact, in the article it mentioned that there were two rooms specifically made in that house for when disaster comes. And they weren't left standing either. So we should look with eyes of lesson that money can't even guarantee a roof over my head. Why am I sacrificing the command of Allah Ta'ala for money? And then we can, if we look further, the more we look around us with the correct mindset, the more lessons we can take. So I'm just saying by way of example, if we look further, then we will also come across pictures where an entire street is flattened and there is one house standing. And then we can marvel even further at the power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That the entire street is flattened, that means that definitely the fire struck the street. But through the power of Allah Ta'ala, one house was still saved. So this is just an example, but we need to make a habit of this. That look around us with open eyes. Whenever adversity comes upon ourselves, upon other people, take a few moments to ponder. If we practice upon this is a very simple hadith, then inshallah, we will keep correcting ourselves. We will keep correcting ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Usually the dars hadith is a bit longer, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, but there's already been a talk today, so I didn't want people to think that, you know, you're trying to stop us after every salah. But every so often, whichever masjid we are from, at least once a week, once every second week, we should take out some time to sit in a dini talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq.